The UK government is considering introducing a midnight social media curfew for older teenagers. Under the proposal, social media apps would automatically restrict access after midnight, although teenagers would be able to opt out of the limits. Supporters say the measure could improve young people's sleep and mental health, while critics argue the proposal does not go far enough and fails to tackle the wider impact of social media on children. Spain has booked its place in the FIFA World Cup final after an impressive victory over France. The Spanish side produced a dominant team performance, with experts praising their quick passing, tactical discipline, and attacking football. Spain will now prepare for the biggest match of the tournament as they look to lift the World Cup trophy once again. Police have confirmed that former British politician Anne Widdecombe died following what investigators describe as a targeted attack. Officers say there is currently no indication of a wider threat to the public, but detectives are continuing to investigate the motive behind the incident. Tributes have begun to arrive from across the political spectrum. President Donald Trump has warned Iran that the United States could target bridges, power stations, and key infrastructure if Tehran refuses to return to nuclear negotiations. The latest warning comes as tensions remain high despite recent diplomatic efforts. International leaders continue to call for restraint and a peaceful solution to the crisis. Meanwhile, analysts say President Trump appears to be facing increasing difficulties in bringing the conflict with Iran to an end. His decision to step back from plans to impose new shipping charges in the Strait of Hormuz has been interpreted by some observers as a sign of growing political and military pressure. Diplomatic talks are expected to continue in the coming days. The family of a British citizen imprisoned in Iran says his jail sentence has been extended by another 2 years. Relatives have renewed their appeal for the UK government to secure his release, while the Foreign Office says it continues to provide consular support. And after the recent record-breaking temperatures across Britain, climate experts are warning that changes in the Atlantic Ocean could bring even more extreme weather in the years ahead. Scientists say the UK may experience more intense heat waves, heavier rainfall, and stronger storms as climate patterns continue to change. Manchester will see a mixture of sunshine and cloud today, with a small chance of an isolated shower later this afternoon. Temperatures are expected to reach around 26 degrees Celsius, with light southwesterly winds. That's the latest news from Neakoff Radio.